When we look at the sky with the powerful telescope, most of the light from the universe that reaches us originates from the stars. On a clear night, we can see as many as 3,000 stars. Millions of stars come together to form galaxies, which are huge collections of stars, gas, and dust. According to estimates, our galaxy is only one of some 300 billion in the universe. The peerless, incredibly large, and dynamic Milky Way Galaxy.
In this episode of Miracle Planet, we'll take a fascinating journey through the Milky Way Galaxy, within which our planet, Earth, is found. And we'll be discussing many of the latest discoveries about the Milky Way, an important part of our address in the universe. We'll also be delving into the history of astronomy, auroras, the natural light show in the sky, and how the astronauts on the International Space Station take care of their health during their stay. Let's get started.
The Milky Way. The galaxy that we live in is known as the Milky Way. According to historical records, it first caught the attention of the Greek philosopher Democritus, who saw an area of light in the night sky, speculated that it may be formed of distant stars, and named it the Milky Road. The first real evidence that the Milky Way is an island made up of many stars came from Galileo, a name well known to us all. The Milky Way is a gigantic, roughly shaped spiral disk with arms that have been formed by millions of stars that have gathered together due to powerful gravitational forces. According to the latest research, the Milky Way is around 13.5 billion years old. While the Milky Way may not be the largest galactic structure in the universe, it is far from being small. The disk is 1,000 light-years thick and stretches some 100,000 light-years across. It is estimated that the Milky Way, which is full of stars, planets, dust, and dark matter, is around 1.5 trillion times heavier than the Sun. It is not easy to comprehend the immensity of our galaxy. When one considers that it takes the Earth 200 million years to revolve just once around the galaxy, such incredible immensity fills one with awe. To put this into further perspective, if we consider just the size of our own solar system, it must not be forgotten that it takes the fastest space probe years to get to Saturn or Jupiter.
Think of a clear summer night in the open air. On such a night, the shining stars of the Milky Way stretch out in front of our eyes in a band-like strip. Observing the Milky Way from the Earth is like looking at the edge of a coin. We can't see the real shape of the galaxy. However, if we were looking from the top, then we would see a disc-like shape.
This is the Milky Way. It is impossible to obtain an image of our galaxy from this perspective using current technology. What you see here is a 3D image of our best estimation of what the Milky Way actually looks like. The feature that particularly draws our attention in most types of galaxies is the bulge that is found in the center. This construction is a cloud thousands of light years across that is made up of more than 10 billion stars. The mass of stars in the center of our galaxy makes up roughly 10% of the total stars in the galaxy. The actual origin and construction of this bulge is not very well understood, and so 3D models produced from the latest data offer the opportunity for scientists to better understand the Milky Way and other spiral galaxies.
While you were watching this film, our galaxy and the millions of tons of masses within it are moving through the void of space at 950,000 kilometers per hour. Yes, that's right, 950,000 kilometers per hour. The journey of the Milky Way at this tremendous speed has for millions of years been under God's control, and it is our Lord who directs us on our way. In one verse, God says the following: "We have placed constellations in heaven and made them beautiful for those who look."
A 360-degree view of the Milky Way. For a long time, we had very little information about the galaxies. Only a century ago, it was thought that everything in the universe was contained in the Milky Way. However, we now know that the Milky Way is only one of millions of galaxies in our universe. What's more, research conducted in recent years has allowed us to view previously unseen detailed 360-degree photographs of the Milky Way. Let's look at the results of that research.
NASA's Spitzer Space Telescope has given us a 360-degree panoramic image of the Milky Way. Obtaining this image has meant utilizing infrared images of over 2 million of the many stars of the Milky Way over the past 10 years. The high-resolution image obtained from this data makes it possible to see the concentration of stars in the center of the galaxy and the powerful light emitted by the massive stars. What's more, the image also shows a small mass of faint stars that had not previously been noticed. In the short infrared wavelength of this panoramic photograph, the brightest stars appear in blue, while dust clouds in the longer wavelengths are observed in red. Infrared light allows us to view the details of the dusty cosmos that we are normally unable to see, but which fills our galaxy. In the image, dust bubbles flying between the stars and other galaxies located further beyond our own galaxy can be seen within the countless stars, both large and small. The accumulated data has given astronomers the current and most detailed map of the stars, extending from the center of the galaxy, helping them to determine the position and length of the spiral's arms.
The Milky Way takes the form of a path of white light that extends out at roughly a 30-degree angle. However, the part that we can see is spiral arms that are much closer to the center of the galaxy of a distance of a few thousand light years.
So we are just here. Our solar system is located amongst the spiral arms of the Milky Way, on the arm of the Hunter. And we are exactly 26,000 light years away from the thrilling center.
We are not completely in the center of our galaxy. In fact, we have no connection with the center. Let's consider the distance on the basis of the theory that there is a supermassive black hole at the center of every galaxy. According to NASA, the black hole at the center of our galaxy is approximately 265 quadrillion kilometers away from us. That's a pretty big number.
The supermassive black hole at the center. At the center of our Milky Way galaxy, we find Sagittarius A, a black hole with the mass of 4 million suns. This number may seem unbelievable, but there are black holes in other galaxies that are a billion times more massive than our sun. Since black holes absorb light, they cannot be seen. After black holes have fed themselves with gas and dust that fall into them, they emit intense radiation. This is why the black hole at the center of the Milky Way galaxy is known as a supermassive black hole. Activities of the galaxy intensify in the inner part, and it is actually quite an active region. For example, the black hole in the center is rapidly spinning at a rate that can reach one revolution every 11 minutes. While the black hole is spinning, nearby stars are affected by its gravity and thus orbit with a speed of 4.5 million kilometers an hour. An incredible speed. The center is where the supermassive black hole exerts the greatest influence, and since we are so far away from the center of the galaxy, our Earth is not affected.
We live on the edge of our galaxy, in one of the safest areas amongst the wide spiral arms of the Milky Way. There is actually great wisdom in us being far from the center, and this is one proof that God positioned the world deliberately in its place since the inner areas of the Milky Way are too active. New stars are constantly being born in the inner areas of our galaxy, while old stars die, coming to the end of their lives in extraordinary explosions. In fact, it is from the materials ejected from these explosions that new stars are formed. Stars shoot hither and thither at incredible speeds of around 1.5 million kilometers per hour. In the center of the Milky Way, we can certainly see the most amazing amount of activity. Compared to this amount of activity, we are actually living in the most peaceful and secure part of the galaxy. We are far from such unimaginable dangers and massive explosions in an area that provides us with everything necessary for life. Even this fact alone is enough to dismiss ideas of chance. God has created the universe with its perfect balance and order.
In the Quran, God informs the purpose of His creation of such a wonderfully ordered universe. I seek refuge in God from the accursed Satan, so that you might know that God has power over all things, and that God encompasses all things in His knowledge. It is clear that the Milky Way galaxy is one of the matchless works that our Lord has created in His wisdom and might, with great artistry within a universe that is full of miracles. In one verse, God reveals, "He to whom the kingdom of the heavens and the earth belongs. He does not have a son, and He has no partner in the kingdom. He created everything and determined it most exactly."
Life in space.
The existence of gravity in a space vehicle in orbit is a mechanism that rather speeds up the aging process. For example, muscles begin to atrophy as they can't be exercised, and similarly, bones also weaken and waste away. Our hearts are also not sufficiently taxed, as they no longer have to pump hard to overcome gravity. However, upon returning to Earth, these effects are soon reversed.
It is for these reasons that astronauts follow various exercise programs to counteract the harmful effects of a weightless environment. Let's take a look at what the astronauts on the International Space Station do to ensure that they remain healthy.
I love to run when I'm on Earth. Luckily, we have the capability to run here on the space station too. In fact, it's one of the three exercises that we do on a daily basis to help keep our hearts and our bones and our muscles strong while we're here without the gravity pull of Earth affecting our body every single day. So let me show you how we do it here.
Follow the protocol.
Here we can see that the International Space Station astronauts have to set aside around 2 hours a day for exercise. However, despite following such a regular exercise regimen, many still suffer ill effects. For example, astronauts lose a significant amount of muscle and bone mass, which can lead to deformity. Muscle loss is a significant problem since this system is not used at all times in space. And this results in muscle loss with every passing day.
It is for this reason that when astronauts do return to Earth, they are not able to walk on their own. There is also a serious loss in bone mass that leads to them growing progressively weaker as their bones become no longer able to carry the slightest of weight. This weakening of the bones means that they can suffer conditions such as osteoporosis, which is normally confined to elderly people on Earth. This erosion of the bones can also lead to deformities. Astronauts who spend a long time in space can lose around 40% of their bone tissue, making their bones brittle and very easily broken upon returning to the surface. The dorsal vertebrae, which become separated and weaken in a weightless environment, become overloaded upon returning to Earth. This overloading can lead to back pain and aches in the waist.
We can see that even a slight reduction in gravity has a negative effect upon the human frame. While all of the laws of physics work to our advantage on the Earth, the opposite is the case when we are in space. This is yet more proof that God has created all the conditions of our world and the entire features of the environment in perfect harmony and accord with the human body.
There are no limits to the extent of the knowledge sought by astronomy. It covers everything from the smallest part of our solar system to the formation of the most far-flung galaxy. Despite the extensive research conducted and the discoveries made to date, all of what we have learned about the universe so far represents only a tiny percentage of the questions that we still cannot answer. Let's now look a little at how the science of astronomy began by examining the history of astronomy.
The beginnings of astronomy. Ever since the beginning of civilization, humans have been fascinated by and have thus thought to explain the movements of the celestial bodies. This is why astronomy is correctly considered to be the oldest of the sciences. And this is confirmed when we look at ancient remains that suggest human beings were observing the skies thousands of years ago. In those early days of astronomy, the positions of the stars, the moon, and the sun were used for navigation and timekeeping, while calendars were created by making predictions via observing the movements of the moon and the sun. Some ancient monuments are known for their connection with astronomy. For example, there is ample evidence that monuments such as Stonehenge in England, Chichen Itza in Mexico, or the Mayan pyramids were constructed in accordance with the stars. It is also thought that the positioning of the amazing pyramids of Egypt in the 3rd millennium BC played an important role in the astronomy of the time. These examples clearly demonstrate just how fascinated people have been by the bodies of the universe since ancient times. According to historical records, it was the ancient Chinese who made the first astronomic observations and kept detailed observational records some 5,000 years ago. It was also the Chinese who recorded that a star suddenly increased in brightness, in other words, a nova, in 2679 BC. And a comet in 2316 BC. The Babylonians drew a precise map of the movements of the sun, moon, and the planets that played an important part in their lives. The first Babylonian calendars that measured the month as the 29.5 days between two full moons formed the basis for their development of calendar systems. The first calendar that was based on the solar year was implemented by the ancient Egyptians. It was the ancient Greek philosophers who built upon the work of the Babylonians and the Egyptians in first forming what we now call the science of astronomy. In the Middle Ages, Muslim astronomers and philosophers played an influential role in the development of science. The significant publications and documented observations of the Ottoman scientists still comprise valuable information. Al-Battani, Latinized as Albertanius, Al-Farabi, known in the West as Al-Farabius, Al-Biruni, Omar Khayyam, and Ali Kushji are some of the famous scientists of that period. It is generally accepted that the theories they had developed played a large part in the later Renaissance. The most well-known scientists of the Renaissance are Newton, Kepler, Galileo, and Copernicus.
It is reporting that we are seeing G's on the order of 11 to 12 Earth G's. We are 9 kilometers in descending.
The latest technology means that new discoveries are being made almost every day, gradually throwing light upon the wonders of the universe. It will soon be possible to view images and learn secrets of the universe that are currently unobtainable to us. All of our discoveries only demonstrate to us how God has created the entire universe in His magnificent, orderly, and glorious creation. All that we learn and witness allow us a greater understanding and appreciation of the might and power of our Lord. Scientists have realized that the polar lights are not just a beautiful show in the sky. They are currently researching how the large amounts of energy produced by the auroras can be usefully utilized. Also, by means of the inquiries made on the solar winds as well as the polar lights, scientists hope to gain a better understanding of the effects of such winds on the atmosphere.
Three categories of information you should know about auroras. 1. Where can you see auroras? They can be seen at the poles, but the rings are spread out over a very wide area. If you want to see an aurora, you need to travel to a country that is near the poles. These include the state of Alaska in the USA, as well as countries such as Norway, Finland, Canada, Iceland, and Scotland. 2. Auroras that occur on other planets. Auroras have been seen on Jupiter and Saturn, along with Venus and Mars. The auroras that are seen on Jupiter are around 1,000 times more powerful than those produced on Earth. While on Earth, auroras are caused by solar winds, the auroras on Jupiter are caused by its satellites. According to researchers, the auroras on Jupiter are caused by particles scattered from Io, one of Jupiter's moons, and becoming trapped by Jupiter's magnetic field. 3. Side effects of the auroras. The solar activity that creates the auroras also produces undesirable side effects. The charged solar particles on the surface of our planet can disable satellite communication and have an effect on radio, television, and telephone signals. They can also have a destabilizing effect on orientation devices such as the compass, and also create extreme increases in electrical voltages. For example, during a particularly intense period of auroras in 1989 in the Canadian city of Quebec, the resulting electrical surge affected communication to a power station by radio signals. This disruption meant that 9 million people were left without electricity and communication.
In order to see the auroras in areas near to the poles, a very dark night is necessary, and one must also be very far from city lights. One is then able to appreciate the wonder of these marvelous lights that are a testament to our Lord's artistry. From celestial bodies that lie millions of light years away from us, to events occurring on our own sun, from the light entering the atmosphere of the earth to the effects they have on the surface, it is all under the control of Almighty God and is a manifestation of His will. In one verse, our Lord reveals the following. It is God who created the seven heavens and of the earth the same number, the command descending down through all of them, so that you might know that God has power over all things and that God encompasses all things in His knowledge.
Question and answer. Can seasons be observed on other planets apart from on Earth? Yes, on many of them. In order for seasons, as we perceive them, to occur on a planet, its axis or rotation must be at a certain angle. This means that the amount of sunlight that reaches the different surfaces changes as the planet orbits the sun. In our solar system, Mars, Saturn, and Neptune all have the same axis and angle as the Earth. This means that the spring, summer, autumn, and winter-like periods of these planets last for much longer. Uranus has a sharper angle and so has more severe seasons. Jupiter, Venus, and Mercury are virtually erect and so have no seasons.
The whole universe, stars, planets and galaxies, supergiant clusters, and our own world are all God's perfect creations. God is the one who gives life to man and all creatures. He is all-powerful with his creation of everything out of non-existence and has given his creation under the dominion of man. God informs in one verse in the Quran, "In the creation of the heavens and the earth, and the alternation of night and day, there are signs for people with intelligence, those who remember God, standing, sitting, and lying on their sides, and reflect on the creation of the heavens and the earth. Our Lord, you have not created this for nothing. Glory be to you. So safeguard us from the punishment of the fire." That brings us to the end of this episode of the Miracle Planet documentary series. Goodbye until the next episode.